For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Now to believe, hallelujah. While I was there, while I was sitting, when the worship was on before I came up, it was like I saw this an angel of revelation. I was trusting God for our service tonight, that during the worship anyway. I was trusting God that Father Lord, open our eyes to understand the word. Are we together? And then it was like an angel of revelation touching our eyes. It was a multiple touch. Then when I came up again, the Holy Spirit told me that He's feeding us today. I don't know what it was. You know, that song by Fred Hammond, Bread of Heaven. I can't remember the last time I listened to the song. I thought I even forgot the lyrics. That's when you will know that it's the Spirit upon you. It will bring to your mind to remembrance. All together. And it's like that. I believe something happened to us, and I believe we'll see the benefit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Happy to see us tonight. You're very welcome. Hallelujah. Oh, you brought us all of money. Praise God. Yes. Luke chapter 10. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Now, weekdays, unlike Sundays, you know, it's a different thing to give you fish and another whole thing to teach you how to fish. Is that correct? Like I told us all together, on the weekdays, we'll be looking at focusing on how to grow in the world. But today we'll be looking at dimensions of the world. Dimensions. Dimensions of the world. In science, we have what we call 1D. Is that correct? Two dimension, three dimension, four dimension. Okay, the highest we have is three dimension. Is it true? Is it true? In the natural, the highest is three dimension. But I've listened to Pastor Chris message up to six dimension. He said, well, the fifth dimension is love, the sixth dimension is faith, other dimensions in the realm of the spirit altogether. But there are dimensions of the world. There are different aspects to the word of God. Praise God. Luke chapter 10 verse 26. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 10:26. Anybody there can help us with it? Luke 10:26. Right. I cannot open my Bible. Luke 10:26. Luke 10:26. All right. Since all of us want, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And he said unto him, what is what? Written in the law. Then what? The next statement is our emphasis. How readest thou? Is that correct? What is written in the Bible, in the law? Then how do you read it? Somebody can open John 3:16. All of us can open John 3:16 and see different things. How together? Somebody can look at it from this angle. Somebody can look at it from another angle. Somebody can look at it from another angle. I read the story one time that an elephant was brought to blind men, and all of them touched different parts of his body, and they asked them to describe an elephant. The one that touched the trunk described an elephant like something that has a tube and they have gallop in between. Is that correct? That's the way the trunk. Somebody say he has a big tie because of the perspective you got. Is that not true? And there are different dimensions to God, and there are different dimensions to the word of God. And today we'll be looking at some of them as much as time permits us. Praise God. Now, why do we have to study tonight's topic? I'll give you four reasons why I have to teach this and why you have to understand it. All together. The first reason is different dimensions reveal different personalities or different aspects of the word of God. Different dimensions of the word of God reveals different personalities or different dimensions of the word of God. How many of us here don't know that the word of God is Jesus Christ? How many of us don't know? Alright, all of us are aware, I know. That's why I say, how many of us don't know? I know all of us know that the word of God is Jesus Christ. Is it true? Is it true? God the Father had different dimensions. In Exodus chapter 6 verse 3, the Bible says, unto Exodus 3 verse 3. Exodus chapter 6 verse 3. Exodus 6 verse 3. And then you can write Exodus 6 verse 3. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus is immediately after the book of Luke. Is it true? Exodus chapter 6 verse 3. And I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God, what? But by my name Jehovah was I not known. How many of us can mention seven names of God? Seven different names of God. Seven. Have a drink to yourself this evening. How many of us can mention seven different names of God as a street? Seven different names of God. There's a sanctuary, a cocoa, a fanta, anyone you want is available. So how many of us can mention seven names of God? Seven different dimensions. Yes. Yes. One. Elohim. Elohim. Okay. Have an Omega. One, two of them are one now. Yes. No. And those, what I'm talking about, yes. Calm down. Yeah. Okay, let's start again. One. Jehovah Rapha. One. Jehovah Rapha, that means he's our healer. That is a dimension of God. Is that correct? Jehovah Nissi, that means he's our what? Banner. Is that true? That's a dimension of God. Yes. Another one. Jehovah Elohim. Is that Jehovah Elohim? Oh, yeah. Bro, let's have you. Can take your seat. Yes. No, start from the beginning. What to start from the beginning. Okay, Jehovah Rohi, what's the meaning? My. Jesus is Lord. I know those are windows on your school. Can take your seat. You're already off. Anybody giving a try again? Anybody else? Yes. Everybody, this is the last try. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Yes. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rophe, that is the Lord, my healer. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, that's three, yes. Jehovah Tikenu, that is the Lord, I can't remember that one, yes. Jehovah what? Jehovah Shammah, yes. We have Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sabbath, we have plenty Jehovahs. All together? Now, all one of them are different dimensions of God. Is it true? I see all of you have missed one drink, just free drink now. Praise God. And then we have different, we have what we call the seven spirit of the Lord. Which refer to the same, now it's the same God, different dimensions, is it true? Now we have the same Holy Spirit having different dimensions. According to Isaiah 11, from 1 to 3. How many of us can mention those different, seven different spirits of the Lord? Yes? You still have a drink if you can do that, yes? The Spirit of the Lord is the first one, yes? The Spirit of wisdom is one, the Spirit of understanding is two. The spirit of counsel is four. The spirit of might, five. The spirit of knowledge, yes. And the spirit of the fear of God, that is seven. How to get that? So meet after, whether she want cook or Fanta, you can just find it for her. How to get that? That is very, very interesting. That is the same Holy Spirit having different manifestations. It's not, think maybe it's another spirit. Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom. I was thinking another spirit would jump to me. But it's the same Holy Spirit. How to get that? Then that is now, this is the word of God, is now Jesus Christ. Now I will show you his own dimensions today. Isn't that interesting? He also has his own different dimensions that we all need to know. Now if you need a dimension of knowledge, and let's go. The second reason why I need to teach you this is that the dimension you see deliver the aspect that is revealed and what you experience. The dimension you see, if you see him as knowledge, it means you experience knowledge and not experience wisdom. Is it true? Come on, is it true? If you see the Holy Spirit as your counselor, that means you only experience him as your counselor. He may not give you direction until you receive him as your director. Come on, is that correct? So the aspect you receive is the aspect you will experience. Matthew 10 verse 41 says, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, You will receive what?
A prophet's reward. And Luke chapter 1 verse 45, very interesting scripture. The Lord opened my eyes to something this afternoon when I was meditating on it. Said that unto her that believe, there shall be a performance of those things that we are told her. The things that we are told her and she believed are the ones she will experience. All together. So the dimension you see and believe will be the one that will be delivered unto you. Number three. Different dimensions respond and solve different challenges in our life. Should I come again? Different dimensions of the word of God solve different challenges of our life. Different dimensions of the word of God solve different challenges and different aspects of the challenges of our life. Are we together? Proverbs 27 verse 17. What does it say? Iron what? Sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That means iron does not sharpen firewood. Is that true? Now we are looking at different dimensions of the word of God. For Barista that just came, we said, first of all, the reason why we have to study is because different dimensions reveal different personalities and different aspects of God. Are we together? Second reason I said was what? The dimension you see deliver the aspect of God that is what? Revealed to you. Number three, I said what? Different dimensions respond and solve different challenges. Now, Moya just mentioned seven spirits of the Lord. That is the spirit of the fear of God. What the spirit of the fear of God will do for you, the spirit of knowledge will not do. Is this true? All together? There will be a dimension where you need wisdom. What you have is the spirit of knowledge. Spirit of knowledge will not solve what the spirit of wisdom will do for you. Shebo? You need the spirit of knowledge to solve the things of knowledge, of ignorance, wisdom to solve hard cases. All together? Are we together? Now, different dimensions. Now, Jehovah Rapha is a healer. There is a time Jehovah Sabaoth is a mighty man of war, the Lord our fighter. Is that correct? There is a time you are healthy, you are in the midst of a battle. What healing you need? What you need is the fighting warrior dimension of God. How do you get that? Jehovah Jireh is our provider. There is a time you have everything. What you need at the moment is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. What you need is peace. So that aspect may not be necessarily for you at that moment. So different dimensions of the word of God solve different and unique challenges. That means you need all the dimensions. True of us, we need all the dimensions. And finally, the reason why you have to pay attention tonight is the knowledge of the dimensions guides one psychologically when studying the Bible. The knowledge of the dimensions of the word of God. Don't forget, we are looking at different dimensions of the word of God. The knowledge of dimensions guide you psychologically. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11. The Lord asked Jeremiah a question. What do you see? And then he said, I see the rod of what? An almond tree. Is that correct? And then God said, you have what? Seen correctly. Somebody else can see that rod and say, I see a dry stick. True? Somebody else can say, maybe the guava stick. Now, when I listen to many men of God, somebody like Dr. Yonggi Cho, he used the book of Genesis chapter 1 to explain church growth. If you listen to most of his book, it's the book of Genesis used to explain church growth. And then somebody like Miles Monroe used Genesis chapter 1 to explain relationships often and often. True? That's the same Genesis chapter 1. Somebody else will use the book of Genesis to explain healing and finances. The same Genesis chapter 1. So, when you are reading the Bible, your mind will be open. You will not have spiritual glaucoma. Glaucoma. You will be able to see narrowly. So, some people that anytime they carry the Bible, all they are looking for is let wizard die. Let witch die. Die by fire. Is that correct? That is the only dimension of the word of God they have. Some people, when they carry the Bible, is the love. God is love. You don't fight anybody. Somebody slap you and say, it is well with you. That the only dimension they see, I remember when they carry the bed, they see, where is money? Where is the money? Parable of diamonds. Parable of money. Anytime he's reading, anywhere in the Bible, all he's seeing is money. True? Somebody else, when he sees his miracles, he's looking for any time he sees, because they have their eyes are inclined in one direction. It's very, very good to be a master of one. But you need to be open. Now that is why I love traveling after 3 months. After 3 months, I want to, it's like a routine in my life. I want to travel out, even if it's one day. Let me just leave and just travel, go somewhere else. Because you can be in a local place and be a local champion and be doing well. You think you are good. But when you go out and then you see, oh boy, life is not, local church is not the only place in this country. And these are happening. You understand? And then you listen to other people. You may be thinking you are exceptionally good. And then they show you somebody. Then you know, many people think they were head boy in their secondary school. And then they go to 100 level. Everybody is feeling head boy, head boy, head boy. Head boy from, so head boy from. You know that, it's not true. I remember my experience in engineering. Almost like, one day I asked myself, all of us engineering, is it only head boy they gave chemical engineering to? Almost everybody is head boy, head girl. So they are feeling pompous and pompous. Until when first semester is off, was first step. Then you know there's head boy from government science secondary school. And there's head boy from King's Academy. They are not the same. This is what about all of them are head boys. Is it true? Government, head boy from Redeemer is not the same from government from Army Day. Then you see one head boy checking results. Say, but my dream number is mistake. It's your own result. You see humility. So we say, first class, this course came mechanics. Simple physics. But the one result was tested. I was with somebody, the guy was checking his result. No, wait, no, something is wrong. He said, he went to the level like that. I said, I saw my son there, but I want to confirm something is wrong. Maybe it's your result. You understand me now? But because he was thinking he was good. No, no, that is from government science secondary school at Angolo. And the head boy there, he's a local champion. Not knowing that there is a school in Abuja that can solve engine mass in SS2. Don't you know that? So different dimensions, you may be having a local and local, you may be localized God. People only think God is limited to warfare. And it's not true, there are other dimensions of God. All together. Now when you read and then you understand the different dimensions, the next time you carry your Bible, you read it with an open mind. All together? All together. So we need to study the different dimensions because there are different dimensions of God. Just like there are different aspects of God, different dimensions of the Holy Spirit. Same with the Word of God. Now, the first dimension I want to present to you is the dimension of the Word of God as light. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. The dimension of the Word of God as light. Meet, help us with Romans 13 verse 12. Yes. The night is far spent. Day is at hand, yes. Let us cast off the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. Are we together? Now, John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. Who is there? John 1, 1 to 5. Let's have the mic. Who is there? John 1, 1 to 5. Yes.
The beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with
he
God.
He was in the beginning with the Word.
With God.
With God.
All things were made through Him.
All things were made through Him.
And without Him.
Without Him.
Nothing was made.
Was nothing made that was made. Nothing. Yes.
In Him was life.
In Him was life.
And the life was the light of
and
men.
And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness.
Is that not the next verse?
I was thinking. And the darkness did not
comprehend. And the darkness comprehended it not. Praise the Lord. How many of you know what Psalms 119 verse 130 says? The entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. Then he said, it giveth understanding to the simple. So one thing that happened to you, there's a dimension of the word that comes to you that it gives you light. Psalms 119 verse 105. What does he say? Your word is what? A lamp. You know, you need a lamp when you need to walk. But when you want to run, and he said, a light to my path. Is that true? Is that true? The meaning of that Bible, this is iniquity. It's no longer sin. Okay, have.
Okay, you're joking with me. Because somebody like you, after these years, you come into that Bible, it's no longer sin. No, there is sin. There is transgression. There is iniquity. You know what? They are in levels. This one would have been iniquity. Advanced form of sins. Praise God. So the word of God is what? A lamp to my feet and what? A light to my back. What does light do? Light reigns over darkness and shields you over ignorance. That true? Once light comes, everything is unveiled. My people are destroyed because the devil is powerful. No. My people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. So the first dimension of the word of God is the dimension of light. Are we together? And then the light shines from inside outside. Once you are lighted inside, you are lighted outside. Remember when the Holy Spirit told me something? When witches and wizards look at you, there is a light that shines in your spirit. Hope you know that. They can discern whether you know or you don't know. Hope you know that. When you are driving to rough safety and rough safety stopped you, there is a way you behave inside the car, they know this one doesn't have driving license. There is a way you show fear, you are guilty. Even have you ever seen a child that has eaten me from the pot? And he, Junior, come here. As he comes, by the way he's behaving, you know this one has done something and is guilty. Is it true? Yes. That is the way it is. The lighter you become, the enlightened you become in your spirit, the more you receive the aspect of the word of God as light and enlightenment, it takes away ignorance from your life. Are we together? Now, ignorance of every aspect of your life, a relationship, finances, health, spirituality, your work, your career, your destiny, what the word of God, it can illuminate you. One light can quench poverty. Are we together? One light can quench poverty. Pastor David Ibiemi said that. He was broke in ministry. Are you hearing my story at all? Say he was broke in ministry. Very, very broke. Say, God, how will I get out of this poverty? How? And he was meditating. Then Hebrews 7:7 came to him. What does this say? Without controversy, the less is blessed by the greater. Then God told him, so to Bishop Oyedepo, so to your father. Let him bless you, will prosper. That was what delivered him from poverty. It's not because he's in Port Harcourt, that's why he's wealthy. There are many persons in Port Harcourt that are still broke. You know true? Said that was his revelation that took him out of poverty for life. Bishop Oyedepo said he has been sick, suffering from sicknesses and other. And then until he read the Bible, everything in your life is subject to a light and an insight. Everything in your life is subject to a revelation that can change it. There is something that you know that will change your life forever. Please hear me, guys. Are you hearing me? There is something that you know that will take you out of obscurity for life. One revelation can instantly control, delete the file of poverty from your life. No control, delete. Permanently delete. One revelation can make you live healthy from the years of your life. There are people that cannot be sick. Come, you know that. The Bible says, I write unto you, fathers, because you have overcome the world. Fathers, according to the power of Christ, you fall sick. Somebody like John Gillett cannot be sick. They put bubonic germs in his hand, they died under microscope. Is that not true? So, germs is the highest form. They are stronger than bacteria. If it's so, what will get his body? There are people that, because of what he know, he said that the reason why that was happening to him was, he had a revelation of what? The Zoe of God. You know what is the Zoe? The God kind of life. He said, if you have that kind of life, you cannot be afflicted. That was the revelation that made him to live above sickness. Above it. All together. Above it. So when they were saying, he read in the Bible that we are set far above principalities and powers. Said there was a witch that was tormenting everybody in the family. See, he came in the night and took the young lady and said, follow me to the bush. Say, where are we? The lady, they said, yeah, witch, let's go to the bush. Follow me and you. That is the revelation. People run away from those people. Is that not true?
There's a revelation you can have that you can sleep in the midst of the, that is somebody like Daniel. In the midst of a lion, then somebody will start poo-pooing. Just, by entering the, have you ever poo-pooed when you face fear before? Have you ever put anybody here? When you're a child. Let me lighten it now. When you're a child, you know, when you're a child. I've seen them before. They wee-wee on their clothes. And you are not seeing people, men, not women. Just be saying, may your day come. May you be strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Their face to face will realize and let you hear the same name on their trousers. I'm telling you, I've heard of a president. It happened to a president. When you're face to face with challenges, everything you know is as if everything evaporates. This is an example, and you see a question. Where is this? You almost ask, they are writing K111, not this one. Maybe it's another question paper, they change the topic. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, one revelation can set your life free from ever. That's why you must crave for revelation. Every situation in your life is changeable by a revelation. You cannot be oppressed once light comes to your spirit. Altogether, that is your liberation. That is why Pastor or Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa said, the highest form of deliverance is knowledge. Say with me, the highest form of deliverance is knowledge. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach to the poor. Then he said what? Preach deliverance. What? Is that Luke 4:18 or Isaiah 61? Let's see it. Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. What does it say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to what? Preach the gospel to the poor. That means a poor man, what he needs is not poverty alleviation program. It's not loan. It's not what the Bible is saying. What a poor man needs is the gospel. But when you say this now, people say you are joking. Say, preach. So Jesus came and he saw poor men. He was not giving them money. He was preaching to them. Say, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken captive. And then to what? To preach deliverance to the captive. He said something that men of God, we like it when we pray for people and they fall down and they begin to roll. You get a man of God, would you like it? They show you are powerful, through of us. Many people like it. You fall down and begin to roll. There was a time I hated it because those times when I was in school, one time prayer meeting, I was prayer connector. We pray people and they fall down, they begin to manifest, they begin to manifest. Let us say, you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The son of hell. What is that? Okay. Next Monday we came and then the same one's falling down. Ah! They fall down. Another one for 3 months, they're falling. Ah! What is the challenge? How together? This problem is knowledge problem. The highest form of deliverance is knowledge. Once you know you are permanently delivered, you will fall and stand up, fall and stand up, fall and stand up, fall and stand up. It will not change you. We enjoy the falling, but every man of God knows that it will not work. Because you woke up and the same demon will be waiting for you when you are taking the care, waiting for you there. You can't send us in church, we'll wait for you outside. And then you come, they enter you, look with 7 more demons, and then they enter you. Next time the man of God, the deliverance was 1 hour, next time is 2 hours. And then we cast them out, and then you are in the market. They enter you again. Why? Because you don't know how to close that door. You don't have the knowledge. So you are permanently locked. We give you money, we impart miracle money. Have you seen miracle money testimony before? Miracle happened to you, you have money, now you have money. Next Sunday you are about to trek it. Because you don't have the revelation of how money is supernaturally supplied and maintained. That is the problem. You keep coming for marriage counseling for 30 years. See people married for 15 years, you keep coming for counseling. A woman you have not observed for 15 years in the same house. We don't know what will make her angry and what will make her not to be angry. Don't know the man for 15 years. Because those people are used to know what the word of God says concerning marriage. How do you get that? So life coming to you is the best thing that can happen to you. Once you have a revelation of something, you are free. There are things that when I studied and I knew, that was when I got 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. That was when I knew me and poverty have parted parallelly. No, you mean parallel. We will never meet. We may be going the same direction. You know what is parallel line? I know I can't be poor. This thing I'm saying is not prophecy. If my spiritual father says it to me, it's not a prophecy, not the way you read NTA news. Somebody say you have a car in Jesus' name. It's not a prayer point to me. I'm going to tell me now. Sincerely. I don't say amen out of respect because I know it will happen. You need to pray for me that the sun will set. You know it will set. By the way, I know I can't be poor. I shall not be poor. I cannot be poor. What would I wouldn't. That it can happen. A little Pastor David UBM said that take my name to the thickest wicked coven of witches and tell them I said it, I can't be poor. There is somebody that knows that no matter let demons have board meeting on his case, he can't be poor. Like somebody that knows. You say, hey, don't look for witches trouble. That's not what somebody will say. Somebody say, okay, you don't know. That doesn't mean you don't take anybody. If you know, like somebody like, may you have revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. May you have revelation in Jesus' name. May the dimension of light come to you. When you carry your Bible, you will see something that will change your life, illuminate you for life. You are lighted financially. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are lighted health-wise. A health challenge. No, this is not amen. Look for the light. Or you want, okay, see the spirit you are receiving? I understand why you are saying amen. Hallelujah. You will be lighted financially, lighted health-wise. How together? Lighted health-wise. Every cell in my body work. Every tissue in my body work. Every organ I command you to work. Every system, you know, cells form tissue, tissues form organs. That's true. Organs form the system, digestive system, and then we have the whole body system. From the cells, you begin to speak to them. Because you are lighted. You are lighted protection-wise. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon, arrow or gun or knife, axe or anything shall not prosper. Huh. All together. May you be lighted in all areas. And then deliver from humility in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen with me. Amen, amen. The next time you carry your Bible, it will open up to you. It will open up to you. Before, when I carry the book of Ezekiel, I was always in a hurry to drop it. Until when I was reading, I said, okay. The dot begin to join. Understand, let me now. The dot begin to join. You know, I remember when I was secondary school, our chemistry teacher taught us something that if you are reading chemistry and you don't understand, you are trying to read a formula, you are trying, the thing is not working. So look for an evening around 5 p.m. Sit under a tree that is blowing and then look for a chill moth, cold moth that the water is dropping by the body. You understand that kind of moth? Say, so sit down and cross your ear under that atmosphere and then open that textbook. Then sip that bottle of moth. Then look at the textbook. Say, okay. Say, so your mind will open. It works, though. Poverty is making you not understand certain things. Like I said, studying the Bible under AC is different. The Bible must open. It will open up. All together? Number two dimension is the dimension of the Word of God as rock. Matthew 21 verse 44. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. And then Romans chapter 9 verse 33. And then Exodus chapter 17 verse 16.
Anyone in any one of those can help us read Matthew 21 verse 44. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Dominion. Romans 9:33. Exodus chapter 17 verse 6. Anybody in any of them can help us read. Matthew 21:44. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Exodus 17:6. Romans 9:33. Yes, Matthew 21:44. What does it say about the word of God as rock? Now, anybody that comes against the rock, the word of God, if you read precedently, yes, it shall be broken. Please hear this. Anyone the rock goes against shall be grinded to what? Grinded to powder. Is that correct? Is that very interesting? I remember when I saw that speech, I was in school, I said, what? Very, very interesting. You come against Jesus Christ, that is the rock. You will be broken. You are the one that came against him, you will be broken. But if he comes against you, you will not be broken. You will be grinded, not off to molecules, to powder. Is that very interesting? That is the dimension of the word of God that can come to you, that can make you defy and solidified. That you come against challenges, they are melted. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4. Yes. For the drag of that was spiritual rock. Rock. And that rock was what? And that rock was what? And don't forget, Christ is what? The word of God. True? Exodus 17 verse 6 says, I will lay beside you a rock by me. And that was Jesus Christ. That was why Moses had to suffer for striking the rock twice. Is that correct? Dominion, Romans 9:33. Yes. As it is written, see, I lay in Zion a cornerstone that causes men to stumble, yes sir, and a rock that makes them fall. It's very interesting. Praise God. Dimension of the word of God as rock means the word of God is unstoppable. It grinds every opposition to powder. How together? Means the word of God is what? Unstoppable. Have you ever read in Isaiah 55 from verse 10 says the word of God is like a dew. When it leaves heaven, it doesn't return until it waters the earth. Is it true? What has God spoken twice about everything that the word of God says, it will come to pass. He said, nonetheless, the word of God or scriptures cannot what? Be broken. So there is a dimension of the word of God that will solidify in your mind as the rock. That is why every prophecy in your life, remember when we prayed that everything written about you must come to pass. When was that? Was it Sunday? Or Wednesday? Or last week? It was Wednesday. That every volume of things written about you must come to pass. I remember that day we were excited, two of us. Was it Wednesday? Sunday, right? Everything written about us must come to pass. Now that the dimension of the word of God as the rock. Every challenge in your life can be grinded. Everything can be broken. When you receive this dimension of the word of God. Are we together? God changed the name of Peter from Cephas to what? Peter. Peter means what? Simon means what? We then change it to Peter. To means, okay? And then he said, upon this rock will I build my church. But in the Greek, Petra is Peter. Petros is the rock. He's not talking about on the rock of Peter. You understand me now? Peter is not the foundation of the church. When you read the Greek, the two rocks there have different Greek words. Your name is Peter, then on Jesus Christ, the rock, will I build my church. Are we together? Yes. So the dimension of the word of God as a rock, you must believe that is an aspect of the word of God that can crystallize in your spirit. That you become unmovable. You become unstoppable. You become like a bulldozer. You know a bulldozer? A bulldozer can pull anything, can pull any building. A bulldozer is something that when it dies, you cannot say, oh, that 70 of us, come, let's push it. See what I'm saying? When a small car push, guys, let's get that, let's push. I was thinking that when he said, a man came and parked his car in Lagos. And then, is it that, no, I can't remember. Say, and then young men said, come here, park in the wrong place. The man was shouting. Oh, you are shouting. You're Lagosians.
Those guys, their head is somewhere else.
Came and lifted the car physically. Crossed into the road and kept it there. Why? Because it's a small car. But if it's a bulldozer, you know why it's a, you know it's bulldozer at all? No, it's not a car that when it, when they change, because all of us, let's get out and push it. You cannot push it.
I did.
Unmovable. It can move anything but cannot be moved. In 5 minutes, this house is down. 5 minutes. Once it starts moving, it doesn't have break or stop. I was looking at the point in Energy story. He said that when they were building the glory dome, you know the glory dome? When they were building the glory dome, one of the 18 tires structure with load was stuck inside the mud, could not move. Altogether, could not move. They tried all the cool, they tried to move it, it does not, it refused to move. Then the contractor said, remember there was a tractor working on another side of the field. Say, go and bring that tractor. He was thinking when the tractor came, the tractor will come and then stop, then start pushing. You understand? Now the tractor came, voo, 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 and when he made the car, continued motion as normal, as if he didn't touch anything. You understand what I said? Just as if he was motion, like he just made paper. When he made the car, just motion continued, you know, as if you stop, change gear and begin to push. No. He made that tractor and motion continuous as normal. He made nothing. That is the way of God, the way the world can be crystal solid in your spirit. Hallelujah. The third dimension is the dimension of the word of God as fire and hammer. When I was in campus, this was my height, my dimension. But they were calling me PC fire. So every time it's fire, fire. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. I never believed that one day I would never be shouting fire like that though. Every time it's until when I know when life is all about fire. Then I would have things out together. So the man 29 verse 23 verse 29 says what? Is not what as what? Is not Jeremiah 23:29. And then somebody Malachi chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. And then somebody, yes, Malachi 3, 1 to 3. Jeremiah 3:29. Yes, sir. Behold, I send my messenger unto you. You shall prepare the way before me. Yes. Okay? Yes. 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 Okay? Yes. It's like a refiner's fire. Malade kaba. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not, Moya, I'm asking you now. Is God asking you, Moya? Is not my word as what? Fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer. Aya, lamana kabala daya. The word breaketh a rock into pieces. That is a direct. Is that not a direct linear revelation? My word is like what? Fire. Fire refines. Fire purifies. Fire cleans. John 17:17, what does this say? Sanctify them by their truth. That word is truth. There is a dimension that will come to your life that the appetite for alcohol will die. How do you know that? There is a fire impartation that will kill appetite for pornography. It will roast and electrocute that devil. You know, electrocution. So the dimension of the fire of God that will come to your mind. What impartation? You will ever be no longer the same again. Fire! Ah, those days, every time there was a time I was praying for fire. And I remember when I got it. I lost fire. I didn't want anything. I didn't know anything my campus was fire. It was just fire, fire. You hold the mic in 2 minutes, you must have had fire three times. What am I saying? You must hear it. Fire! It was wrong. Get it, data. You know, now I'm more calm. Hallelujah. I remember some of my departmental mates when they came to our fellowship. They don't know our fellowship. They came for one prayer meeting. When they saw me on stage, when we came to class on Monday, is it? Why the one with
the department, I was quiet. Always quiet. When you meet somebody, I'm always quiet. Just like that. And then when they came and saw me on fellowship, hey, he's quiet boy. How did you get that? He was just fire. Sweet old days. How did you get that? Tata, how can you be a witch and be around? You will not survive it. Prayer point is fire. This was my scripture. This scripture was my mind. Jeremiah 23:29. I could quote 5 scriptures on fire. Jeremiah 5:14. Because they have refused to speak for me. The word of God was tied in my mouth. I kept quiet, but it was like fire. The way I would say that scripture, you know that. Oh my God. Tongues of fire. Everything revolves around fire. You give us a topic on love, around it will cut it to fire. There must be a way. I'm telling you. My name was PC Fire. That was the name they were calling me in campus. But just fire everywhere. We are not looking for an opportunity to manifest or to roast. We don't get anything like that. So that's the dimension of the word of God. All together. It falls upon you, it roasts you. That was the one I knew. That was the only one I knew that time. I didn't know about light. I didn't know about the rock. The only one I knew and it worked that time was fire. That's why I say you must need all the four. All together. That's the dimension of fire. There is a time when you cannot be gentle. Hope you know that. Have you ever seen that the Ajebo rock get in the spirit before? I've seen him preach and he was angry. I've seen Pastor Creed preach and he was angry. You know, Pastor Creed is very, very gentle. Somebody was telling me that. The way to clean towel, the way to clean sweat as a preacher is you touching your face like this, like Pastor Chris. I don't smile. This is a man advising a woman how to give birth. Yeah, a man, you don't know anything about giving birth. You come and preach. Can you preach and shout like the Paul energy and be sweating? Pastor Chris is always working and calm. And the front of the stage, there is AC. It is even if you are there, you know God is there. You know what I'm talking about? You are there, you know God is here. Speaks to you is semi-heaven. You cannot be sweating that kind of place. And me, I'm in that kind of place, this kind of place, preaching and sweating. Say, I should be touching my... You cannot be... It will not work. It cannot work. I just laugh. Some people that just say, this one, you know that this one doesn't know what he's saying. But the dimension of God as fire and hammer. A witch cannot come to challenge you in the night and say, my God, the Bible says, don't pray for your enemy and love those that persecute you. That's what he will say. We need Elijahs in our life altogether. We need people that are rugged. People that can say, you hear me? Thou man of God, come down. The king wants to see you. See me? If I am a man of God, let fire proof. Say, if I be a man of God, let what? Fire fall down. A sign that I'm called is fire. That was my prophet in those days. Him and prophet Jeremiah. Oh my God. I remember memories now. And if I am a man of God, he called a contest and the contest was to bring fire down physically. Fire. I knew all the scriptures about fire. Everywhere Bible, fire came down from heaven. I can see it now. It came down in the days of David, Solomon. What is fire? That time it was my major research. It was like, that was my project. Because I was interested in that dimension. I was interested. We like deliverances. We like witchcraft. We say, secondary school deliverance. We are here. Where? We want to go. But all we are looking for was to roast. We are talking fire is to roast. Hallelujah. We are looking for that opportunity. Witch. In secret society, we wanted challenges. Anywhere there was agitation, we wanted it. What's happening? Anywhere there was challenges, we wanted it. All together? Praise God. That was the fire dimension that was interesting. It's still in me. All together? It's still in me. I hate molestation. I just hate to be molested. I hate abuse naturally. I hate seeing people abused and I hate being abused. So once you abuse somebody or you abuse me, I hate it. I resist it vehemently. From anybody. You know that it can be verbal abuse. If you abuse me verbally, I resist it.
Abusing my verbally, don't talk. Why don't you be talking?
No. You abuse me like that. No, I don't want it. I walk away. So you must be rugged to hate some things. Some things don't live by counsel and dialogue. How do you know the devil is an illegal spirit? He knows that you are healed by Jesus Christ, but he will not go until he enforce it.
See, Ms. Wilkinson said he was walking on the drain, on a train station.
And a woman was walking with her dog. And then she was about to catch her train.
Bingo, go back! The dog will follow her. Bingo, go back! The dog will follow her. He doesn't want to go. Bingo, go back! The dog will follow her. Bingo, go back!
His tail went inside. You know the way the tails of dogs went inside, go inside. And took off. Then she said, that is the way to talk to the devil. That is the way to talk to the devil. And the devil doesn't understand Queen's English. That's, can you understand why I like King James?
That was the beginning. It was not fire days. That was why I like King James.
Because King James is on his own. It's acidic. The concentration, the pH. The pH of King James is minus, is 4. 7 is neutral. That's true. King James on its own is, let's say, 4. Or then you, all King James is 3.
I'm telling you.
When you quote it to the devil know, oh boy. Because it's ancient English. Ancient, when the Bible says cast, the Greek, it means kick. Kick the devil out.
Not this one, this is new translation, they say, allow not the devil. Oh no, now, it's cast.
The word is cast. How do you get that? It made the Bible come alive.
Me, I personally believe demons understand King James very well. I'm telling you.
That's why I like it, because of those who get it naturally, altogether, the dimension of God as fire, it will burn up purification, things that are unclean in your life, and then it will make you voracious. I like to see ladies that are very, very beautiful, and then when you see them pray, you say, isn't this a fine lady? On high heels and blatant tongues, machine gun dunks, you know machine gun? GPMG. You know there is AK-47, there is crack and shoot, kakak, pow, kakak, pow. Then there is AK-49. Then there is GPMG, General Purpose Machine Gun. That is the one that you have a thread on your body lying to the ground. Just mount it and begin to press the shoot button. Leroko krakapa katekete. When you hear a lady speak in tone like that, bursting on fire. And then you design it tongue is original. You know that is original. Oh, you don't know that kind of people. That's the kind of lady to marry you.
Ah, that's the kind of lady to marry you.
One day, I'll get up. You know, have you heard of T.L. Osborne and his wife, Daisy? Have you heard of Kenneth E. Hagin and his wife, Oretta Hagin? Have you heard of Ora Robert and Evelyn Robert? Have you heard of Williams and Catherine? Is it William and Catherine Booth? Of the Salvation Army. You have heard of them. Okay. Now, this is like, when I was trusting God for wife, I said, Lord, give me those kind of, I said that I want my wife to be like, and then have you heard of Charles and Frances Hunter? If you go to my diary till today, I wrote those names. I said, Lord, give me this kind of wife. You see them with their wife, their husband, shoulder to shoulder. The only difference is the feminine voice. Or a robot cannot go for a crusade. Daisy, you can be going. She's equal to the demon. Whether it's around or not, you will not even feel it. The same miracle, same manifestation. I watched Charles and Francis Honda. Somebody was having a cancer problem, and then the man was going to say, no, it's my specialty. That was the woman. It's my specialty to cure cancer. Leave it for me. You don't want that kind of wife?
Yeah.
Oral, that woman, Daisy, she went to India. You know India people, their witchcraft is real.
Oh boy.
In Nigeria, we have fake native doctors, so. But yeah, if you're a native doctor, you are real. She went there and the man was carrying snake around his neck. Give me that snake! Are you not afraid? That the woman, no. Normally, women see cockroach and run. She see the python. Give me that snake. The man said, you're not afraid. He said, oh, yeah, take. He was thinking she will run. They gave it to her. It became a rod in her hand. True life story. Corrosive woman fired up. Fired up. So you see a lady fired up like that, rotate around that person. And you see a man fired up. One day you'll be face to face with challenges. And then you meet somebody that will tell the devil, what are you looking for? Imagine the wife of Bezalel and his wife. That woman sleeps like a baby. If you are an armed robber strong enough, come. I told you the story of armed robber come to the house. Is that not true? And they open the door. Say, who is there? I say, you came. I am ready for you. Sat down. Say, you're not afraid. The man was there. Armed robbers took off. Somebody like Bishop Ede, but when he's moving on the road, armed robbers say, Baba is coming. They go to the bush. After he passed, they come and continue robbery. Yes, I've had a true life story like that. Baba don't come, they run to the bush. When he passes, they come and continue their robbery. You think people are not toxic? Even blind man knows where rain is falling. Not true. No matter how drunk a fly is, what is nearing fire, it advises itself. That you must be on fire. This dimension must be active. You must have revelation. You are lighted up. Have the rock dimension. You are solidified. Kakrakarity. You know, is it kakraka or something like that? Kakrakarity of revelation. You are standard. Idea. Season come, season go. And then the other one is fire and the hammer dimension. Anything that is doing a looter, fire break, the hammer breaks it. Is there a nail that will not bow to hammer? Is there a nail that will not bow to hammer? No, it must enter. You nail it enough, it will enter. All together. And then finally is the healing dimension of the word of God. Proverbs 4 from verse 20 to 22. John chapter 1 from verse 4 and verse 4. The healing dimension of the word of God. My son, give attention to my word. Incline thy ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from thy mouth. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life to those that found it. And what? Health to all their flesh. Praise God. There is a dimension of the word of God that brings healing to your body. Remember Psalm 107 verse 20. What does it? He sent forth his word and what? It what? It healed them and delivered them from all their oppression. Yes. There is a dimension of God, that brings healing to your body. I am the Lord that healed you. I am the Lord. I healed you. It's a new word and it healed my disease. All together. So the word of God brings healing. That's the healing dimension of the word of God. And don't forget, healing goes with prosperity. Is it true? Check it. Every healing apostle or preacher always preach about prosperity. Because I wish above all that you may be in health and what? Prosper. They always go together. What is the use of wealth and not health? What is the use of health and poverty? Well, all of them must go together. Is that not true? What is the use of health? You are healthy or you are broke. I think you got it. And then you have multi-millionaire or you cannot eat. You have diabetes. You cannot eat protein. God forbid. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the healing dimension. The first dimension is what? Light. The second dimension is what? Rock. The third dimension is what? Fire and hammer. And the third dimension is what? The healing dimension. What is that all the four? So you must like all the four. Is that not correct? Have all of them in you. So as you study your word of God, open your mind. There are different dimensions to the word of God. Don't say it is only healing. Because there are people that only believe it's holiness. Holiness or holiness. Is that not true? Holiness. Anything else I'm interested. So they are holy and their shoe is like this. Yes, they are holy. They are holy and they sit down close with the lid of their hands. Oh boy. You say, what is happening here? I was in one crusade one time and I saw some. I said, what kind of life is this? It's not good though. I don't know who did it to them anyway. But it's not only holiness that's in the Bible. And then somebody will say, it's only money. Mom, only money, money, money. It's not only money. How you get that? And then somebody will say, it's anointing, anointing, anointing. It's only anointing though. How you get that? Somebody else will say it's what? What other dimension do other people preach? It's marriage, 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 marriage. Only marriage. When you go to heaven, have you ever had the people that go to heaven? Have you ever asked them, God asked them about marriage? No, read your Bible, see. Whether there was one person that when he stood before God, the question that God asked him was, I know God will ask about marriage, I know eventually, but we don't have a record of it in the Bible. We have a record of many things about purpose, about what you did, but no marriage. Altogether, you know all about marriage. You know all about, so many things are very, very important. That's why you must have a balanced Christian life and a balanced world life. Don't go one extreme. Don't go to that extreme. Have all of it. There are people that will never get their miracle because where the miracle is, they don't like the people. There are people that their miracle, there are people that they have the gift of pregnancy. How do you know God people give like that? Once they pray for you, you are pregnant. Is it true? But because the man is a mountain of fire, the woman attend XYZ such. She will never go. And then, the 4 years of darkness is there. What you need to do is to meander to the church and receive prayer. She will never go. That somebody poverty is killing him to listen to a book by Mahmoud or Pastor Chris. They will never listen. And then the idea of holiness. Me, I retired as a principal. I didn't steal one naira. I didn't steal one naira. They said that a principal with a bicycle in a rented apartment. Who said that because you're a principal you cannot prosper? Huh? The Bible says because you're a prosper, your Lord is bicycle and rented apartment. That's what the Bible says. You can be righteous and prosperous. You can be. Me, it's only prayer. Die by fire, die by fire. You don't know anything about relationship. You will suffer. How do you know that? I mean, your life, you must have all the dimensions. Not like we have the seven spirit of the Holy Spirit. You must crave for all the seven. And you must crave for all the names of God. Don't be a local champion in one place. You can master one area. It's good. You understand now? You can be a master of the healing anointing. You are good in that area. You are good there. But then you should ask you, like I like knowing, reading about every field of life. You ask me about football, I have something to say. You ask me about making of hair, hairstyle. I can mention over 10 hairstyles. I have something to say. Tell me about dressing. I can mention a lot of things. You have jack of all trades. How do you know? No lot of things. Not that you cannot hold a healthy discussion on politics. They ask how many countries. They say, you don't even know that Europe is a country. You think Europe is a country. How do you get that? Say me, the only thing I know is the word of God because I'm a pastor. What is the benefit of Europe? Whether I know it or not, it doesn't matter. Me, I'm a pastor. That is problem somewhere. One day you will travel. Is that correct? Say me, I don't even need to need an Android phone. I mean, I don't need to make call and receive call. I don't need to use the internet. Continue. One day you'll be face to face with challenge and then you know that you are old for nothing. So have a balanced life. Go for all of them. Everywhere. Be rugged. Go for the healing. Go for the rock dimension. Go for the light. Go for illumination. Be lighted. Be illuminated. One of the greatest frustrations you have is when you have revelation and no manifestation. You know so much. Music, but it's not showing. You know, it can be very frustrating. Is that not true? Very, very frustrating. You know so much, but no little manifestation. No little. You need fire to make it happen. Fire is the one that makes the thing that happen by force. That's why they say by force and by fire. You know what they say? You have revelation. You are lighted. You need the rugged dimension to make this happen. The Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God permitted suffering violence. And only the violent take it by force. You cannot get anything by gentle in this world. You have to be abnormal sometimes. Sometimes just fast as if you want to die. I'm telling you, oh my God. Dimension, the realm of the spirit, you can never enter. Until you show God, we enter or we die here. Because some things are very precious. That when you fast and you're almost dead and you got it, Pastor Chris said that before he stepped into the healing anointing, he fasted that he could not walk properly again for a long while. See that the way he's walking now was not the way he's walked before. Fasting altered his walking steps. Yeah. Once you are desperate for something, you go for it. And then you enforce it. It must happen. All together? Can't be on our feet. Can we say, Father Lord, I repent if I've been single-sided.
and I ask for grace to be open-minded. Pray with me that prayer and say, Father Lord, I receive the grace to be open-minded. Grant me the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace to be open-minded. I receive the grace to be open-minded. Maya no kebalahash. Paradokoso meledi. Kilaman brodobolonosh. Korodobalada gabragedia. Shalada baragada bragada lagada bragada lagada. Father Lord, I receive the grace. Come on, can we talk to God? Talk to God. Talk to God. Hey, alamande kebrono molondo kobrodobolodo gobrogodo. Gobrogodo logodosho. Kelamande gebregede regede bregede legadia. Shabalada gabragada lagada bragada lagada bragada lagada bragada lagada bragada lagada. Kemando brodo bolono gobrogo dosida gada. Can you say, Father Lord, reveal the word of God as light to me? Pray, pray with me. I say, Father Lord, reveal the word of God as light to me. Reveal the word of God as light to me. Reveal the God as light to me. Reveal the word of God as light to me. Ande gede mele de baya la na mashataya. Kambro no mondo kobre le mende bregedi. This prayer is important. Please make sure you are praying. Grant me revelation. Illuminate my life. Irrigate my life with revelation. Now can you pray for the wrong dimension and say, Father Lord, grant me understanding to the wrong dimension of the word of God. Grant me understanding. Grant me understanding of the rock dimension. Open up my mind. I'm belenish. Abelikuru bibilash kadama lagadaya. Leko baragadama landa gabrene melende gede begede legedi. Now can you pray for the fire and the hammer dimension? And say, Father, I desire this dimension. I desire it. And then finally desire for the healing unction. Say, Father Lord, I desire the healing unction of the word of God. Mante le borodo balada cabrana malana cabaragada. Shkama lano sopredica la gidaya. Embre le mente che prede mente che predia. Shabalanda cabrada balanda cabragada la gada bragada. Kila mande rekete prede mente che de predia. Ayana manda rabahash le protocosia. Sharabanda yash kilaboro no gogodosada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier on, when I was sitting down here, I saw angels, like it was touching our eyes. And now I just remember God just gave me a scripture. Revelation chapter 3 verse 18. Revelation 3 verse 18 says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And then the next part is our emphasis. And then what? Anoint your eyes with what? Eye salve, that thou mayest see. I want you to put your hands on your eyes. That anointing will come upon us right now, and then you'll be able to see. Thank you, Jesus. Father Lord, you gave me a vision of your angels touching our eyes. And Lord, you now showed me in the word that our eyes can be anointed with eye salve, that will be open to see. I pray for your people. And Lord, I ask and let that angel be released right now into this auditorium. And let it begin to touch the eyes of the people. Let our eyes begin to be open to see. May the next time they pick the word of God, revelation and illumination, anoint our eyes, O God. Anoint our eyes to be lighted. Open up our eyes to the word of God. Open our eyes, O God, to the word of God. Let that angel begin to touch us. It's happening right now. The atmosphere has changed. Thank you, Jesus. What's happening to you? In the lepreteke de mambro do bolo no kozi da brania. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. Can you begin to appreciate him and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. I can assure you something has happened to you. The next time you pick the word of God, it will open up to you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for all we've received. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. We came with an offering. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to give. We ask that, Lord, you bless the fruit of our hands. In the name of Jesus. Can you drop the offering and stretch your hands towards me? Father, Lord, I pray for the hands of your people. Stretch your hand as if you are receiving something. I pray for their hands. In the name of Jesus, these hands will not beg and borrow. They will not drop down to beg and to borrow. In the name of Jesus, may they not be barren of resources. Whatsoever you lay those hands to do, you shall prosper. I call your hands blessed in the name of Jesus. And pick that offering. In case you know it's an offering, lay the hands on your head or lay it on anywhere. The hand of God come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Receive our offerings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I cast an offering? Amen. God bless you all for coming. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for coming. How many of you are blessed? I was blessed personally. Hallelujah. It's very, very important to share this kind of thing because it helps. Are we together? Help us to understand. How many of you understand better things now? You understand some things new. Yes. Yes. No. Teaching us how to get things and how to make this happen is better. All together, make this happen. Because one day you'll be face to face with challenges. And then they will just say, well, God will do it. Because sit down now. Let me share a story. There's a way God will set you. When God is training you, you don't know you are trained. One day, and then God will just set you up. All together. Remember, the way, how many of you know the way Rehoboam started ministering in the crusade? He invited the crusade in Lesotho and then invited a big healing man of God. He did not be healing, bring the cripple, bring the blind. All the people came. And then the man came and preached the first night. He didn't pray for any sick person. That one day when I met him, I said, promise me, say it. That tomorrow you pray for the sick. So the man promised him. So the man went to sleep that night and God told him in the morning, fly out. Because that one day, he said, God said, I should fly out too. So what do you want me to die for? Rabonke was devastated and frustrated. He has to be the one to preach in the evening. And in the evening he was preaching, he has never preached before, he has never done it. And then he said, let me just try it. So as he began to pray, cripples, blind, all, that was when his healing ministry started. It would have happened even like that. I remember the first time that my highest crowd, apart from campus fellowship, was like seeing people for the first time was NCCF orientation camp. One of the orientation camps, the last Sunday was supposed to be capitation Sunday. That's the way NCCF used to be. I don't know, you know, you people have changed a lot of things now. First Sunday is introduction. Second Sunday is just normal summer. Third Sunday will bring somebody that can talk about capitation. That day. So look for an NCCF papa. Somebody that knows NCCF and then he can bring in someone and have testimony. That's the way you should do it. So that Sunday we invited the man of God that was supposed to preach. We were ready. He came for the first camp and then it was out of, we said, this man is coming, next camp, no TV. So we invited him from the preacher here. That was the way the man didn't show up. That service time, people, the auditorium was overflowing. I was there with uncle. We didn't prepare because we knew he was coming. He said, come on, please. I said, hello. I was confused. And as a leader, he must take responsibility. That was how I climbed that stage. When I climbed up, I didn't know who text. I didn't know who stopped me. I didn't even know where to start from. But that was where I just climbed. I said, God. When the choir was one lady that was anointed. She was limping like this. From Cherubim and Seraphim. That was when I know God was everywhere. When she told me she's from Cherubim and Seraphim, he told me because she was the one talking, I said, it's a lie. How can you be from there? Because we thought all of them were fake. I was thinking all of them were fake. And it was real. So when I took over from there, that was when I said, after I finished, I said, okay, now come on, if you want to give capitation, come forward. I was thinking nobody will come out. I began to see people coming out, you are crying.
I did like this. I could not believe my eyes. We are going to cry. I was like, what did I release? what did I release? Then after they come in, Miss Okita, the NYC official, you come to meet me. Wow. I was thinking I was in a dream. That capitation we got for that camp was higher than every capitation we have ever got. So God is training you and this thing you are hearing. One day you'll be face to face with realities and these things will jump out. You see what I mean now? You are receiving impartation, knowledge, and they are coming to you. You may not know they are happening, but one day it will jump out. The first day you say, you use an insulting word. You never knew it was inside you. Is it true? Has it ever happened to you? Me, I can say this thing. It was inside, but you never knew. So a lot of things have been deposited in your life now, and then one day they will come forth. I want you to appreciate it and value it. All together. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We are close.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.